Blog Talk Radio.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show. Real talk. It is T.M. Hyman Live Radio Show. Your hip hop informer, that's through T.M. Hyman. It's 10 o'clock in Sarasota, Florida. It's 10:01 in Norfolk, VA. Welcome to the show. It is Monday, November 15th, 2010. This is Money Monday, my friends. We're discussing our beloved neighborhood hustle man or hustle woman. We all know people who possess serious hustle game. But you know what? Tonight we're talking about channeling our talents and gifts to help us to prosper instead of just hustling. Jump on it, 917-889-3926, 917-889-3926. Thanks for listening. It's Money Monday, T.M. Hyman Radio Live. Again, we all know that neighborhood hustle man or hustle woman, and that's what we talk about tonight. I think there's a difference between an entrepreneur and a hustle man, all right? Jump on it, 917-889-3926, 917-889-3926, and we're going to get it in tonight. Big ups to Ms. Henrietta Trotta, our special guest last night, with us for the entire show, and she dropped some real good information on us about the book Divine Intervention and her overall experience. So thanks for sharing last night, Elder Henrietta Trotta. Check out the podcast. We have 60-plus podcasts right now available, and one just may be for you. Again, 917-889-3926. It's Money Monday, and tonight we are discussing our neighborhood hustle man or hustle woman. Here's one of my favorites. Where you at, OD? It's called I'm Rolling, my man Overdose. We'll be right back with the Angels, T.M. Hyman Radio Live. I'm rolling.
I make that rolling music. I'm on that rolling music. The pills make me do it. This is that rolling music.
I'm rolling.
Now, beam me up, Scotty. Beam me up, Scotty.
I'm rolling.
Beam me up, Scotty. Beam me up, Scotty.
I'm rolling.
I wake up in the morning, don't know how I got here. I stumble to the fridge and pull me out a cold beer. I go back to the couch, then I check my phone. Then I check my pockets, this must have left me alone. Gucci bandanas and I smell like her cologne. I mean her perfume, this got me in the zone. I look around me, I'm checking my surroundings and feeling on the leather cause this kid profound me. Then I see a pig man, he known as the brick man. Thinking that I popped his bitch, I crack a slight grin. Turns out it was his name Shot. 5'4" slanted eyes and we both get a real pill popping animal with pill popping. And she don't mind going down, she could the. So I scroll back through my phone trying to find a good flick. Cause when you rolling, you be on that shit. I'm rolling. Now. Beam me up, Scotty. I'm rolling. It's overdose. What you ask for? I got that that'll put you on your boy. Soon as I get them, I'm hopping on Route 50. I'm gonna work with them. And my mouth twitching, clutching on the kickstand, moving fast as man. Blue Dolphin Superman, just to keep it bland. So ask your man who got a man, who gon' ask his friend. For that boy, the $8 man. Oh, yo, what about? Oh, yo, with that, let's take it back to. I got what you need. Oh, yeah, your car on E. I'll put your G. And I got delivery. Smash box. Flood the trap spot. Got a whole pack. Work it to the block hot. Orange 2 is gone. Next 48, we out. And we pop a bean to celebrate that we moving on them. The regular life. My life was like a moving home. And it's starring me. L overdose. And I'm memeing on them. I got the Nina on them. Front seat action, hip hop, get your speaker blown. I'm rolling. 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 Now, beam me up, Scotty. Beam me up, Scotty. Beam me up, Scotty. I'm rolling. Beam me up, Scotty. Beam me up, Scotty. Beam me up, Scotty. I'm rolling.
WHAC, TM Hyman Radio Live. Good Money Monday to you, my friends. We're discussing our beloved neighborhood hustle man, hustle woman tonight. That was my man Overdose. I'm rolling all the way live from Charlotte, North Carolina tonight. It is CeeLo. Happy
what up?
Money Monday to you.
Happy Money Monday to you. Yes.
All the way live from Newark, Delaware. This Money Monday, it's Toya. Welcome to the show.
Hey now, hello. How y'all doing this evening?
Hola. Hola, hola. DD live from Chesapeake, VA will be joining us here shortly. Happy Money Monday, my friends. It's November 15th.
Yes.
Tonight we're talking about channeling our gifts and talents to help us to prosper instead of just hustling. Now, who has a hustle man, a hustle woman near them? Because I got several where I am. I can always get my, you know, my something, regardless of what I'm looking for, if I'm looking for it from my hustle man or my hustle woman.
Oh, I definitely have a few people around.
I don't want to, you know, I don't want hustle to be misunderstood because I think we all hustle in some way, shape, or form. But hustling shouldn't be a career, right? I mean, you know, we all hustle in some way, and I don't want it to be a negative thing, you know, because some people got serious hustle game, right? You said, Toya, you said you got several where you are.
Yes.
Yeah.
Good and bad.
Toya, are you dependent upon hustle man?
Oh, not at all.
Okay.
But
now,
if I need something, I know
I
can find it.
Excited. No, absolutely. Absolutely. So you looking for? What are you looking for? You looking for that next Madea movie, damn it, Toya. Looking for that next Madea DVD or something, damn it.
No, I have a new house. I'm trying to furnish.
Wow.
I get some furniture.
Wow.
Some kitchen appliances, something. Can I get a break on some hardwood floor, wall-to-wall carpet?
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
A new storm door or something, some windows. I'm trying to do big time. I'm not looking for the little stuff. Slide glass door, some ceramic tile, something.
Oh, man. CeeLo, how about you? I know you got some hustle men and some hustle women around you.
I am that person. I am she that you speak of, sir.
Well, CeeLo, can I get a deal on some ceramic tiles?
Yeah.
You know what, though, was funny in Virginia.
Looking for some windows.
But, you know, I mean, like, now I do. I can pretty much, I got somebody just about for everything. And it's funny, though, but in Virginia, it was way, like, I guess my base was wider in Virginia. I had more than, you know, one of
them. Your base? What the hell?
Yeah, exactly. I'm telling you, because in Virginia, it didn't matter where I was, I could call somebody in any city for anything I needed. I knew who to call. But, like, here, I had to learn, you know what I'm saying? Like, I had to learn people. Now I have people.
Start all over.
Right, exactly.
Start all over.
I need to do it again. We have to keep my ties. Yeah.
Right. What's the difference, if there's a difference, between hustle man and the entrepreneur? Because, you know what, I thought about what I just said just a minute ago. I said there's a difference between a hustle man, a hustle woman, and an entrepreneur. But I'm not sure there is a difference, because I think in some way, shape, or form, you know, it is a form of entrepreneurship, but, you know,
yeah.
I mean.
Well, you know what? The difference is, like, I'll use my father, for example, and that's where I get it from, being able to do, like, a million things, is it's like by him being, like, a jack of all trades, right? He's not really focused on, well, most people, that are hustle people, they're a jack of all trades, and they don't really focus on one particular thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, most entrepreneurs, they'll lock into an idea and or start with, you know what I'm saying? Like, instead of, like, just selling purses, an entrepreneur may open a store and then sell purses. And then after they get that down pat, they'll open another store doing something else. You know what I'm saying? But, like, a lot of times when you're hustling like that, it's like, okay, whatever's hot at that moment, whatever somebody needs at that moment. It's more of a hand-passing game. You know what I'm saying? There's no one focus thing. There's no one focal point. When you hustle,
yeah, but you know what though? I think not just the focus thing. I think you just said it, and I wanted to clarify, because at no point, you know, do we ever want to be judgmental. We just want to be clear. I think you just said it. So, you know, an entrepreneur really is more so on the legal side. They go about doing things the right way. It's a form of hustling, but the difference is everything is legal. Everything is above board. You know, when you're hustling, it may not be legal. And at the end of the day, the topic tonight is fast money, a fast road to nowhere. That's our roundtable discussion this Money Monday, and we're talking about hustle man or hustle woman. Again, hustle in a fast money kind of way.
Like purses, selling purses out your trunk. The DVDs in the parking lot.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
I think something's very strange is about to happen. I'm not sure what's going on right now, but I'm being advised we have like 1 minute. Left in the program, 60 seconds left in the program. Folks, if we go off the air, we'll be back. All right? So bear with me one moment. If we go off the air, we will be back.
Right.
Okay. Right.
We're always. Yes.
We're all right.
Yes. So.
Right. All the way live from Chesapeake, we have Ms. Willingham.
Good evening.
Diddy. It's
Diddy. Hey, Mercury.
That's Hustle Woman online. Hustle Woman?
You know what? I think I'm more of a Jamaican than Hustle Woman, though.
I know that's right.
I feel like I got like 100 jobs, for real.
100 jobs.
100 jobs.
Wearing different hats, huh?
Yeah, I don't feel like... And I'm a jack of all trades because that's like one trade in particular I'll be certified and licensed in. I just feel like I got a lot of jobs.
Okay, I think we just fixed our issue. So I think we're good to go. I just got a message like 90 seconds. I'm like, huh? We just came on the air. Fast Money, A Fast Road to Nowhere tonight. Ms. Willingham joining us all the way live from Chesapeake, VA. You said you are Jamaican, Dee Dee?
Yes. And that goes back to this. I don't want to put my age out there, but those of us who sing and live in color, and they did a little skit about the Jamaicans have, like, you know, an abundance of jobs. That's how I feel right now in my life. Like, I have an abundance of jobs. I wear a lot of different hats. But not a hustle man. I don't hustle. I'm an entrepreneur. I just have a lot of, you know, businesses going on.
But isn't it a form of hustling, though? Because I think for me, I'm not a hustler, but I hustle. You know, I bust my ass, you know, on a daily basis to make things happen. And I think that's a form of hustling, not to be confused with a hustler, right? And I think there's a distinct difference.
Definitely a distinct difference. Definitely. I think, yeah, we hustle and bustle. We are, I guess, you know, you really have to make the definition of your hustle, what we do, very clear, not to be mistaken, because I really still don't look at it as a hustle. You know, I don't look at my massage therapy as a hustle. I don't, you know, look at, you know, investing in the listeners and providing them, you know, educational information and real talk conversation as a hustle. However, we do hustle to do the best that we possibly can to give 100% at every, you know, everything that we do. So you just have to be real clear when you say hustle. But we definitely aren't hustlers. I think it has a negative
doubt. No doubt. Definitely nothing negative. Folks, tonight the conversation is Fast Money, A Fast Road to Nowhere. It's Money Monday, November 15, 2010, and we're discussing hustle man, hustle woman. We all know people who possess serious hustle game, but we're talking about channeling that energy, our gifts and our talents to help us to prosper instead of just hustling. This is my man Law featuring C. Roller. What you say? Team Hunter Radio Bible.
I'm pretty
WHAC TM Hammond Radio Live. What you say, my man Law featuring C Roller. Fast Money, A Road to Nowhere. That's the conversation tonight, this Money Monday, with the Angels, live from Charlotte, CeeLo, live from Delaware. It's Toya, live from Chesapeake, VA. It's Didi. All hustle women in some way, shape, or form. Hustle women. CeeLo says she is that woman, that hustle woman. I think you all are entrepreneurs. I think you're entrepreneurs first, but definitely hustle women.
Yeah. Hey, let me ask you guys something. I know we're talking about hustling, but I don't know. Like, for the last hour or two, I've been looking at this thing online about this child, well, a little boy, well, young boy, rather, Messy Maya. He's supposed to be like an internet comedian. And someone shot him or whatever, like, supposedly shot him, like, coming out of his I guess, baby mama's baby shower. And they took pictures of him after they killed him and put it on Twitter.
The murderers?
Yeah.
Like, the murderers tweeted the pictures?
Yeah. Or somebody, how about this? Somebody tweeted the pictures. And they actually had the pictures online of this boy laying in the on the sidewalk. Yeah.
Wow. What city was this?
In Louisiana. I was going to wait until my segment, but this, like, really just threw me off because it's just like, have we really gone to here? You know what I'm saying? Like, really? Is the internet really making this? You know what I'm saying? Does it make it any better? Or does it make it worse? Or should there be some sort of regulation? I don't know. Yeah, it kind of threw me off. But I wanted to share that with you all.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. It's Money Monday, folks. And obviously a crazy Monday. Who the hell tweets a crime scene? Who tweets murder pictures? So I don't know if I would hope that wasn't the murderer, and just some, you know, techno savvy, you know, bystander.
It's crazy because, like, the picture that they show of him, it has people's hands in it. Like, it looks like one person is checking his pulse, and the other one, I don't know, has their hand under his. I mean, under the girls, but it has, like, whoever's touching them has a tattoo on their arm. Like, who's taking a picture? You know what I'm saying? Like, who does that? And why is that fine? You know what I'm saying? Like, why are we that? Why is it that much insensitivity that this is good to do? What makes it all right? What part of this?
I'm not sure. I don't want you to create a whole nother show this Money Monday. But wow, that's definitely some tragic information there.
Yeah.
Definitely tragic. Folks, we're talking about hustle woman, hustle man tonight. Didi, are you dependent upon hustle man or hustle woman for any products or services? Toya says she's looking for some damn windows or a storm door.
You know
what?
I don't need any windows, but I am looking to redo my kitchen so I can use some new stainless steel appliances, ceramic tiling, countertops, and a really nice sliding glass door with the blinds built into it. Thank you.
My gosh, you are hilarious.
You know what? I can't say, you use the word dependent. No, not dependent. Do I take the services of every once in a while? Yes, I do. The DVD hustle, man. You know, sometimes the baby wants movies right away. So, yeah, you know, and sometimes they be good quality, too. I be like, well, all right. Other than that, you know, sometimes furniture. At this moment, I'm in transition, so I'm okay. You know, but when I get ready to make that big move, I will definitely be looking for a lot of home interior things. So I would enlist those type of hustle man services. Probably hustle woman. You know, hustle women, you know, they're good with that interior design and all that good stuff.
Wow.
No doubt. You said interior design. You know what? So, I mean, just a great segue into the fact that most cats with a tight hustle game are, in fact, really talented, really gifted. What's keeping us from, and I'm saying us because, again, we're not being judgmental tonight. We're just talking about the reality because, I mean, hustle man, hustle woman, you know, without customers and clients, you know, are unsuccessful. You know, so for the most part, they're being supported or they are providing a need to a segment of the population. And sometimes we all take part in being a piece of that segment. But what prevents us from actually taking our talents and gifts and actually honing them in a way that makes us prosperous overall, you know, helps us to spin off into a professional career versus, you know, being known as just hustle woman or hustle man? Well, what do you think prevents that?
Laziness.
What?
Somebody going around selling stuff ain't lazy.
No, I'm saying because when you have that kind of hustle, it's at your leisure. If you don't feel like, you know what I'm saying, making it as successful as it could possibly be and honing your skills, you're going to, you know what I'm saying, that's what success takes. You have to have a can-do, will-do, whatever it takes, regardless, I'm feeling lazy or whether I want to do it or not mentality. But that's the beauty of being a hustle man, a hustle woman, because it's also at your leisure.
Yes, it's at their leisure, but at the same time, some people don't do
I'm
well
in
the environment. You know what I'm saying? Like, some people do better working on their own time. They're more profitable maybe that way versus being in a structured environment.
I'm just saying, I don't have to be structured per se. I'm just saying just the fact that you take your hustle to the next level. I'm in reference to fast money hustling. You know, the road to nowhere. So I'm talking about that type of hustle. You know, the DVD man. He is not the ultimate DVD man because he's not. It's at his leisure. You know what I'm saying? So that's the answer I'm giving in regards to the question that you asked. I'm trying to stay on that side of it. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
I understand what CeeLo's saying as far as structure, but I'm just talking about the DVD hustle man or the, you know, hustle man from Martin that sell you the pigeons on a stick type of hustle man. You know, he's not
Mason
going to put
pork and bean juice.
You know what I'm saying? It's laziness that keeps him from honing his skills and becoming successful. It turning fast money into residual income, longevity money, not just fast money, never-ending money.
Well, I don't think that it's always laziness. I just think that sometimes because of a mistake they made in the past, that keeps them from being able to actually be an entrepreneur or get the break that they need to make it in that world. I think a lot of people that I know that are hustle men and hustle women, it's because they made a mistake earlier in life, and now people won't give them the chance to do better or do something with their skills. I don't think it's because they're lazy. I know someone that I'm very close to who is very smart, very talented, but can't really do what he would probably be good at because he has a criminal record. You know, and sometimes they're not afforded the opportunity to be able to do more than be a hustle man.
Yeah, because you have assault charge at any level, assault charge, misdemeanor or otherwise, a lot of places won't hire you at all, regardless.
All hustle men are kind of diverse, have diverse backgrounds. I don't know any hustle men with records, actually. I just know some lazy hustle men. I guess, you know.
All of the hustle men I know, they have records, and they can't do anything else.
Folks, tonight's topic is fast money, a fast road to nowhere. It's Monday, November 15th, Money Monday. We're discussing our beloved neighborhood hustle man, hustle woman. This is Get It Fast from Knapsack Children. Right here on TMI Radio Live. You lazy ass hustle man.
Okay. Whoa, yeah,
Internet shopping here and there, and just highlighted the fact that you can save money using coupon codes and free shipping and things of that sort. We've also talked about other different financial savings, but the one thing that I wanted to touch on, especially since I was referring to the fact that I need to remodel my kitchen and I'm looking for a hustle man that might be able to get me some appliances and ceramic tile. I wanted to give the listeners the top 7 ways to save on new appliances. I mean, they don't have to be costly if you know how to shop for them. So there are a few sources for savings that you can actually use. First being buy last year's model. If you don't mind, you know, owning last year's model, then you can save hundreds of dollars off your appliance purchase. Just like when purchasing a car, the best time to shop will probably be around September, October, when stores are under pressure to clear the space in the showroom for new arrivals. So you don't have to have a brand new 2011 model. You can get a 2010 refrigerator. People definitely won't notice. The second thing you can do is shop the scratch and dents. A small scratch or dent could become your best friend if you're on a tight budget. You can ask the sales associates if they have any damaged appliances for sale. And then you can just survey the damaged models to decide what you're living with. What you're willing to live with, and even the smallest blemish can net really big savings. You can also search for scratch and dent, like clearance centers. I know that we have Sears outlets here, and like it said in one of the articles I was reading, even a really, really small, a very small scratch or dent can save you hundreds of dollars, sometimes $300 to $400, and it's usually not that noticeable. So always shop the scratch and dents. Another thing you need to make sure you do is buy what you actually need. You'll notice when you walk into a store that the most expensive appliance models are typically the first ones that you see, and that's not a coincidence. Just like when you walk into any store, what they want you to see and purchase is usually the first thing that you notice when you walk into the store. So just make sure you list what you actually need from your appliance before you go shopping. And then when you get there, just look for the model that is the least expensive that meets those needs. I mean, you can find a refrigerator with everything nowadays including the built-in TV. But are you really going to sit there and watch the TV on your refrigerator? So if it's not necessary, you don't need it, don't spend the money for it. Look for places where you can actually do a trade-in. Just like you trade in a car, you can save money on a new car purchase. You can sometimes do the same thing with your appliances. There are appliance dealers in all areas. Just find out how much your current appliance is worth, and then, you know, just shop around to see if you can actually sell that appliance either to an appliance dealer or someone who may be willing to purchase it. You know, Craigslist is really big, so that's something you can do for people who are shopping locally and they're looking to purchase something that may not be brand new. Make sure you shop to sales, just like if you're shopping for shoes on sale, clothes on sale, make sure you shop for appliances on sale. If you don't like the price, if you ask an associate, a store associate, when the item is going to go on sale, they'll usually tell you when it's going to go on sale, and that can sometimes save you about 25% off of the standard purchase price. So always ask when an item is going to go on sale. Look for a package deal. A lot of time when people buy washers, they're looking to buy the dryer to match. So, I mean, that's a good thing. It can save you hundreds of dollars if you do that. So, you know, look for package deals. They now even have appliance package deals for your whole kitchen where you can get the actual refrigerator, the microwave, the oven, the dishwasher, all by the same manufacturer. It may not be the top-of-the-line model, but you'll get all of them for a fraction of the cost if you were to buy them each individually. So always look for package deals. And last but not least, buy a floor model. If you don't mind the fact that your appliance is not in a brand-new cardboard box and it hasn't really been used, then you may want to consider buying a floor model. They'll have the same warranty usually for a floor model that it does for an in-the-box model. So just keep that in mind. If you can sacrifice the cardboard, then you could probably save a lot of money. Just be sure that the actual warranty does still apply, and most of the time it does for warranty. For items that are floor models. So just keep in mind, you know, those few things when you're shopping for appliances. And also keep in mind that you can still shop online for appliances. If you know what it is that you want, you can still shop Best Buy and Sears and places of that sort online and still use coupon codes, free shipping codes, and things of that sort for appliance models. So make sure you look for that as well. And just do your comparison shopping online also. There are a lot of comparison sites that you can use to compare the cost of different appliances. And then once you find the one that you want, you can dig a little deeper on the actual store site to see if they offer any online specials. So just keep those few things in mind when you're shopping for new appliances.
All the way live from Newark, Delaware, with health and wellness that helps us each and every show, it's Toya. Thank you very much.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. 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 Talk Radio Show.
Got a couple questions for you, know.
Let's go. Fell in love all the mountains we climbed from the time, just the two of us.
When you said goodbye, I seen the dove fly. You never seen the thug cry till your love died. I'm just asking why we gotta play these games. Through the rain, I hope we see the sun again. In order to feel good, you gotta go through pain. Enough playing, baby, all I'm saying is. Never gotta hurt, no. Come on, baby, listen. It's from the heart, you know. They saying it's other fish in the sea, but I threw away my fishing rod. Baby, you a simple God. Why we gotta make this hard? I ain't an actor, but I try my best to play my part. Together, we a work of art. We ain't finished. I wish we could go back to start. We took a beating, but baby girl, you took my heart. You the hottest in town. I'm the hottest around. I feel like Harry Hilson, baby. Love came around and knocked me down. Too. Yes, I'm talking about you. I got the blues. The shorty was my best friend in my boot. You can never find a shorty that's like mine. And no one on the corner got a swagger like mine. In due time, you be back. Never will I stop trying. Forever you misstep. If I'm lying, then I'll be fine. If you knew better, you do better. And who better than who knows you? Who mold you? Don't nobody know you like I know you, baby.
And the return policy is not like that at the store.
Hey, definitely not getting a rain check, or you're definitely not getting a 14-day exchange policy bracket.
Not at all.
Have you ever heard anything that didn't quite measure up?
No, I've never purchased anything that didn't quite measure up. I did have an experience that wasn't one that I enjoyed, but I never purchased anything that didn't measure up to the standards and qualities in which I would purchase in store.
Well, I bought a lawnmower.
Tell us about that customer service experience.
Well, it was a good customer service experience only because it was a relative, I believe. You know, okay. For those of you who are familiar with Hustle and the Hustle Man or Hustle Lady know that nowadays boosters and things of that sort are not like they used to be. Now you get store credit or you get gift cards and things of that sort. So had my store credit and went to the store to use it, and they said, yes, so we're not going to be able to redeem this. Why not? Yeah, it's not active. You're going to need to speak to the store manager. How about no, I'm not. I'm not going to speak with the store manager. I'll just take this and I'll go home, which I did. So, you know, so we go back to the person we purchased this from, and they say, oh, it's not a problem. You know what? No problem. I'll go to the store with you, and we'll make sure you get everything you need. So my husband's like, bet, you do that. So we go with her, and she grabs everything that we want, and she gets in the line just as confident, like, now watch how I do this. Okay, we're watching. Yeah, so the store manager comes to the register, and again, this credit has already been redeemed. And I'm thinking, okay, here we go now. And I gave you a couple $100. I'm going to need money back. So they say, you know, they go back and forth. Well, no, this hasn't been used. Yes, it has. No, it hasn't. Yes, it has. They're like, okay, well, if you'd like, you can leave the store credit here, and we'll work it out with the general manager, and you can come back. So I'm thinking at this point, this is my cue to leave. I don't need any police showing up on site while I'm here. So, you know, my husband and I leave.
The feds is about to step up at any time. The feds are on their way.
Yeah, you know, you're not going to stall me because I'm with her. Oh, no. Mm-mm. So, you know, we left, and she's like, you know, don't worry. We'll get the person that we got the store credit from to actually take care of it. Well, I guess he wasn't able to do that. I was able to get my money back, though. I would have been very upset, and there would have been a few problems if I didn't. But, you know, being as though it was a relative that we were dealing with, it made it a lot easier to obtain a refund, which is not the norm on the street.
Wow.
Normally, we would have just been gone.
That's a high-tech hustle woman right there. She,
mm-hmm.
I've never heard of anything like that. And mm-hmm. That's not a scam if I've ever heard one. That's definitely a scam. But, I mean, I've never heard of a scam with a store credit. Interesting. CeeLo, you say you brought a lawnmower?
Yes. And I knew what I was dealing with when I got it. I only paid $15 for the thing. But I'm saying, you brought it around. It was supposed to work. Crash with it. Needless to say, that did not come around for a couple of months. And when I finally did see him, he took off so fast on his little bike. But I took him in. I was going to get him.
What did you say? You went to $15. How's he left?
No, you know what I did, though? I finally got him, though. I didn't do nothing to him. I did threaten him, but that was beside the point. But he ended up doing my yard and my flower bed and everything he was supposed to do, because not only did he sell me this raggedy lawnmower, which later on he stole it from me. That's another.
You know what?
No, but look, okay.
How do you sell something for $15 and then steal it back?
He stole it back, okay? That was later on. But anyway, I had paid him initially to do my yard, okay? And he had started on it but never finished it. Then he came through with a little lawnmower thing and was supposed to come back. So I bought the lawnmower, but he never came back. And so then, yeah, that's how we got into that whole deal. But he ended up doing my yard. But he did end up stealing the lawnmower before I moved.
That's
it.
He probably stole the lawnmower from somebody, sold it to you, and then he stole it back so he can sell it. So he can sell it to somebody else.
Somebody else, exactly.
That just don't. Oh,
that's what
goodness.
I. That look. That's what I call resourceful.
Yes. Okay. Someone sell it to you, steal it, and then sell it again.
But you know,
like
we said earlier, not all hustle men are necessarily doing, you know, something illegal. I know someone who is a true hustle man in the fact that he has probably 20 different jobs going on at one time. I mean, he can actually come in, redo my kitchen for me. He can do my hair because he owns a salon and he is a hairstylist. And while he's doing that, my daughter can be watched at his daycare because he also owns a daycare, a legitimate daycare. It's really nice. And then when he's done all of that, we can actually participate on his TV show, which he has locally here in Delaware, to show off the hairstyle and also show off the new remodeled kitchen. And he's also involved in politics. So, you know, he does a little bit of everything. Yeah, and he, you know, fashion shows. So whatever you need, that's the person to talk to. I mean, wonderful work. He's worked on my parents' home. My mother actually sold a home to him that he redid and flipped it. Wonderful. Looked like something off of HGTV. I'm telling you, he is the hustle man to have in your corner.
Unbelievable. Again, 70 degrees here in Tampa, Florida. It's 57 degrees in Atlanta. It's 61 degrees in Norfolk, Virginia. It's 10:52 right now on the East Coast, 7:52 on the West Coast. And big up to Philadelphia. The Philadelphia Eagles is kicking the Washington Redskins ass right now all over the place, 45-21.
Go big.
Third quarter.
Cracking.
Third quarter,
first quarter right now.
Go big.
Minute 58.
Wow.
What?
Philly is running all over Washington right now.
Nick is showing his tail tonight.
That's
so big.
21. No doubt, Mike Vick. Folks, Fast Money, A Fast Road to Nowhere is the topic tonight. It's Money Monday in the city. And we're discussing our beloved neighborhood hustle man and hustle woman. We all know people that possess serious hustle game, but tonight we are encouraging folks. We're stimulating dialogue to really ask yourself, Mr. Hustler, Ms. Hustler, you know, why is it so difficult for me to kind of, you know, make this into a legitimate business? You know, turn my activities into something that's not going to cause me to go to jail or get hurt, you know, at the end of the day. You know, how can we turn that energy into something that's positive and more prosperous for you? That's the discussion tonight. Now, Dee Dee said that there's laziness involved. I think to a certain degree that is true. But I also think that the fact that most people, not just hustle people, but in America, period, there's a lot of people with records, with past, that won't let them go, and it prevents them from being successful in some areas. But I'm here to tell you like this, you know, you got to never give up, and you got to put yourself in a position to where people can see your value, see your worth, and you never know what kind of opportunity will come to you. I'm here to say that everybody with the felony, everybody with a past, you know, it doesn't mean that you can't be successful because, you know, God can go places and do things that we can't do. And I ain't about to get preachy on you, but I'm here to tell you that you cannot just let your past hold you back, hold you down. You know, you got to get in position. You got to, one, you know, it's about credibility. You got to shake that reputation that you got. Because with most people that are hustling, and I'm not talking about entrepreneurs, okay, because Toya, you just described an entrepreneur to me who may have hustle tendencies. I have hustle tendencies, but I'm clearly an entrepreneur. All right, you got to get in position, shake that reputation you have, if it's a negative one, okay, even though you're providing great service, you know, keep providing those storm windows and, you know, that those DVDs and those lawnmowers. But at the end of the day, is that positioning you for success in the future? I'm not sure. We're not being judgmental. We're just being real tonight. Money Monday, Fast Money, A Road to Nowhere.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely right. But you know what, though? I remember there was this guy I knew that I worked with, actually, and he quit his job. He quit his job because it interfered with him, his hustling. It cut into his hustle. So,
what was his hustle?
Huh?
What was the hustle? It was serious. In order to quit your job.
Well, let's see. He was a he's a weed man. He had gotten a job, try to change, try to change things, and it just didn't work out well for him because he wasn't getting the same money that he was getting on the street. So I remember him talking to me one day. He said, "Look, I'm about to quit because it's cutting into my hustle time." And I couldn't even believe we were having that conversation. I'm like, really?
But you know what, though? That's real talk. That's real talk. And let me just say this for all the hustlers out there. I think at the end of the day, I think that is a dilemma that a lot of people find themselves in. My brother, yeah. My brothers, I think are definitely hustle men. One brother in particular, and I say this because at the end of the day, it is about money. A lot of people, don't want to look a minimum wage job in the face. Some people, to hell with minimum wage, some people don't want to work, a $9-$10 an hour job because they can make more money hustling in their mind. But again, we're talking about legitimacy, right? My brother, the hustler in particular, he's been in and out of jail pretty much all of his life because of his hustle mentality. Because, he thought that jobs wouldn't pay enough and hustling was, the more prosperous, jump off. And at the end of the day, time waits for no one, people. We're going to wake up and we're 30, we're 40 years old, 50 years old, still doing the same thing we did when we were teenagers and in our 20s. That hustle game, I think, it gets away from you. And it becomes a real job in some of our minds when, in fact, it's not a real job at all. If you can't file a tax return, go down to H&R Block and get some money back, guess what? It's not a real job.
But you know what, though? I know that, a lot of people that that sell drugs, right, they do very well as salespeople, though. Maybe should try
Absolutely.
To sell cars or clothing. You got to try.
Something in retail. So you have to try. And, again, folks, that's the whole purpose of this conversation tonight. We're not pointing fingers. We're not being judgmental. We have never been on any show, and if it's come off that way, excuse us. This platform is really set to stimulate. It is 11 o'clock, 10:59. We're at the top of the hour here at Team Hama Radio Live. Fast money, fast road to nowhere. Specifically, the conversation right now is headed towards, just selling pharmaceuticals in any way, shape, or form. If you're a street pharmacist, one, big up to you because it takes nerve.
Yeah.
It takes nerve, and it takes a certain something to whether it's rain, sleet, hail, or snow, sunshine are the beautiful days, but we hustling during all seasons, and I have been in Brooklyn, New York, and I've been in Miami, and I've seen the same type of hustle. Okay, whether it's the sun is out or whether it's snowing out, cats are still hustling. And the thing about it though, they don't do it because they want to. You can get so deep in that you're doing it because you have to. And what CeeLo just said is real. You got to try to break that cycle because, you'll be, 55 years old still selling weed, wondering what has happened. And what has happened is that your ass then got old. It's 11 o'clock in Connecticut. It's 10 o'clock in Kansas City. Wherever you are in the world, you're in tune to TM Hama Radio Live. And the conversation tonight is hustle man, hustle woman, a fast road to nowhere. When we talk about fast money, and we all know hustle man or hustle woman, again, not being judgmental tonight, folks, just trying to encourage folks to really think about the future. When hustling all falls down, what do you have left? You want to have something. Let's start to hone our skills and our talents because God has blessed all of us with gifts, and all of us have talents. There's a difference between a gift and a talent. Do we know the difference, ladies?
Well,
and we all have gifts and talents.
You're absolutely right. But like a gift is something that you don't have to try at, that is natural. It's an innate reaction. And you know, and that's what talents are as well. It's just something that comes natural, that without a, like I talk, I can talk, but I don't have to think about talking. I don't have to put any extra effort into it. I can think.
Well,
you know, like
a talent is a little different. A talent is just a little different from a gift. A gift is something that God gives you. A gift is something that is kind of in you regardless. A talent is something that you can learn. You know, you can actually acquire a talent. You can learn a talent, but the gift is something that is absolutely in you. Like you just said, your ability to communicate. You know, you can communicate, you're a talker. You're also creative, you know. But a talent may be you learning how to play the piano.
Right.
We all possess gifts and talents, and it's all about positioning yourself. I think self-esteem has a lot to do with how we actually channel those gifts and talents. Going back to the street pharmacist, I think the street pharmacist is an interesting person because they know how to run a business. They are very savvy when it comes to communication, when it comes to retail, and in some instances when it comes to manufacturing. We know all of the diabolical things that come along, you know, with whatever it is that we're doing. And to some extent, we think that our skills are much larger than a 9-to-5 job. But I think a 9-to-5, it disciplines you as well as it makes you credible. Because at the end of the day, you know, if you are someone that's beyond, you know, 25 years old, I'm going to say 21 years old, really, in most cases, and you don't have a legitimate job, people think something's wrong, or you're automatically, you know, in a shady situation. If you're driving a Beamer and you can't produce a W-2, what's a W-2, Toya?
Well, that would be a form of like a tax form. It shows your earnings and wages and taxes and Social Security and FICA that's been taken out. It's kind of like a statement of your earnings year to year.
If you cannot provide a W-2 form to reflect your earnings year to year, you are, in fact, not credible. And at the end of the day, in 2010, this November 15th, the whole purpose of this program is about us becoming credible in what we do, credible in our ways, credible in our words. And at the end of the day, hustle man, hustle woman, you're typically not credible. We appreciate the service. You know, we'll call you when we're looking for something. But you know what? You're not really credible. You might be credible to the streets, but when it comes to credibility overall, you're not credible. And when I say that, I'm not being judgmental. I'm being real. And you might say, well, I'm credible, you know, to the people that matter. That may be true. But are those people folks that can help you to get to the next level? Or is it birds of a feather flocking together? Right? Fast money, a fast road to nowhere, you know, at the end of the day. Didi, have you ever had a hustle man, hustle woman experience that didn't quite go the way you wanted it to go?
No, I'm gonna say two things. I want to say first, I want to say my husband was a hustle man. Actually, he got in trouble with the police for trying to sell Toys R Us toys in the alley. I just wanted to make that note. However, he did change his life around.
Wait a minute, in the alley.
Yeah, well, you know, they're not in your typical dark alley or whatever, but on the side street, you know, you go park down the one-way street or whatever, and you go, and he was trying to sell the Toys R Us toys. However, it wasn't a bad experience. I'm thinking because maybe he was trying to hit on me, that it probably went a little better than it was supposed to.
Wait, you trying to sell you the toys?
No. That was my husband's story. I said my husband was a hustle man until he got caught by the police. Changed his life around, became a youth, and served his country. That was my first point. And then
gotcha.
I wanted to answer the question, and I got a Tyler Perry DVD. I can't remember the movie, but I tell you, it was the worst. It was just ridiculous. You know, and then so I called him. I mean, because I don't want to see the people in the movie theater recording the bootleg DVD. You don't want to see that. You know what
I'm saying? That is a true bootleg. You should be appreciative of the fact that you can still get your hands on one of those.
Okay?
It was $5. What did you expect? Now, you should be happy that in 2010 you could still get that fine quality DVD.
Wow.
Even for $5, I was on tax. And first he was, you know, he was kind of hesitant at first, and I'm like, I'm saying, dude, I can't see the movie. What you gonna do about that? And he was like, well, you know what? If you come up here, I'll go ahead and swap that out for you. And then, you know, I did that. Next thing you know, he was trying to, you know, well, can I take you out sometime? I'm like, you know what? I knew there was, a method to the madness. Something up his sleeve, so it might not have went that way if maybe I had an unapproachable look on my face. Sometimes I gotta stop smiling. But it wasn't a bad thing. It was just like, it was like a little tussle in the beginning. Like, he was kind of hesitant. Even though it was $5, I really don't care. I got a bad DVD. I'm gonna need a good copy. And but then, you know, eventually he was like, okay, well, you come up here. And but like, I think he, like I said, wanted more from it, you know, and that was his way of making it happen.
Isn't it crazy how we buy things off the street? We get bargains, but we still hold those things in high regard as far as quality. We still want it to be Walmart quality, even though we didn't pick. We didn't got like a 65% discount.
Off
what
the
world?
Street, nobody.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show.
Afternoon in the morning time. It's CeeLo with your entertainment news for November 15th. I wanted to share something with you guys, excuse me, about, you know, there's supposed to be voting tomorrow about whether it's going to ban earmarks or not. And if everyone isn't familiar with what earmarks are, this is pretty much a legislative provision that like they approve like funds to be spent on specific projects, like, you know, roads and construction, building construction, housing developments and stuff like that. So this will be voting on that tomorrow. So we'll
keep you updated. Is that the Senate or Congress that's voting? Is that the
yes.
Senate or Congress?
Oh, there's going to be a actually it's a Senate vote. It's not a Congress vote. It's a Senate vote.
Gotcha.
Yes. Now I did share a story that I was going to tell you guys about. Earlier about the young man, Messi Maya. But I'm going to get some more information on that because they haven't found who killed him yet. And I mean, it's a really sad story because it's like, you know.
And who was Messi Maya again? I'm sorry.
Messi Maya is this gentleman. He's an internet comedian. He's based out of Louisiana, and he's very popular in Louisiana. He's almost as popular as that, you know, that one guy who was it, hide your kids, hide your husband, that guy.
Gotcha.
I know I'm talking about right. So he's along the line like that. And, like, some of the footage I watch, he just talked trash about, like, local people or, you know, whatever. And, but, yeah, so someone murdered him and then, you know, put the pictures on. They tweeted the pictures, rather. So, but along those same lines, this mother, she stabbed her son in her 7-year-old son while he was asleep. Stabbed him in the chest and said that God told her to do it. Now,
wow.
Yeah. It throws me off. I mean, this happened in Texas, if I'm not mistaken. But the mother said that, you know, yeah, the God told her to stab her son. And the father actually called the police and said that the wife was sleepwalking and stabbed the son. I don't know about that.
Sound
but
more like the devil than God.
Yeah, pretty much. Because she was saying the child was a devil, and that's why she did it. Yeah, called the child an antichrist. Well, either way, the child is in good condition. He didn't die. They said his ribs actually kept the knife from doing a lot of damage. And he had there was another 2-year-old child in the house that they removed, but that child was unharmed. So that, you know, I mean, I guess that's a good thing in that story. But on to music news, DMX, and yes, he is still touring. DMX says F Jay-Z at a Arizona concert, and it was just like, you know. And he only said F him because he was like, you know, that, you know, him himself is a real artist, and he talks about real things, and he was like, you have most of these colorful word people, they talk about Bentleys and mansions and stuff and pool parties. He was like, but we don't have any of that, you know. So he was just pretty much, you know, blasting everybody, I guess, that has something.
Stop hating, dog.
Right. Well, on to something on a lighter note. I don't know if anybody knew, you know, the movie Morning Glory? It came out this past Friday, or on the 10th, actually. Yeah, this past Friday, where, 50 Cent and Diane Keaton are in a movie called Morning Glory. And I want to check that out. But I only brought that story up because in the movie, Diane Keaton, she pretty much, she bust a rap with 50 Cent, you know. And so she said it was really humiliating or whatever. She has a teenage daughter that, you know, pretty much told her she was looking like an idiot, but it was something fun. But I'm going to try to check that movie out and let you guys know about Morning Glory. And that's pretty much all I have for you guys for this beautiful money-making month. And I have a
beautiful Monday, CeeLo live from Charlotte with our entertainment news. We'll be back.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show.
Waking up, and they're 25, 35, 45 years old now, and they've been hustling since they were teenagers. At what point, you know, do you kind of change your habits and change the reputation you've established for yourself to become not just a hustler but an entrepreneur, right? There's a difference between a hustler and an entrepreneur. Although entrepreneurs have hustle tendencies, I absolutely have hustle tendencies, but by no means in any way is my hustle associated with, you know, drugs, a scam, you know, a con, stealing, any kind of swindle, definitely not pimping, weed, none of that, all right? Jacking, robbing, you know, fraud, none of that. You know, that's what typically is connected to the hustle disposition or the hustle mentality. Let's horn our energy. Let's horn the gifts and talents that we have to position ourselves to be prosperous in the future. Again, long-term versus short-term. Do you all disagree that hustle really is a short-term, is more so a short-term perspective?
Oh, no,
I don't think anybody's hustle. I don't think people go into the hustle game saying, I'm going to hustle for the next 25 years. It just turns into that.
Well, some people, they do go into it. I'm going, this is what I'm going to do for the rest of my life. Because that's all they know. And that's all they want to know. They don't want to step outside of that comfort zone. So,
well, is it because they don't want to know, or is it because they really don't know anything other than that?
They don't know anything other than that. Nobody else around them had shown them that there was anything different.
Right.
It's like,
and so with that being said, I'm sorry, I'm going to cut you off. I just want to make a point. With that being said, it's not necessarily that they are lazy. They may just be restricted in knowledge, right?
Correct. And I think that's where...
Although some of them may be lazy. Although some of them may be flat out lazy. I think some of it comes down to knowledge and resources.
Yeah,
right.
And you're absolutely right. I mean, it doesn't take away, excuse me, some people hustle because, like, for instance, and I'm not pinpointing anybody else, but like, for instance, the people who are outside with the signs, will work for food or help me, I need a dollar, or anything will help or whatever. That's their hustle, right? Now, you know how we talked about, you can look at them and be like, well, you know, nothing looks wrong with you. Why don't you get out there and just get a regular job? But their mental capacity might not be able to take that. Or the way they were raised, they don't know anything different besides asking people for stuff. You know what I'm saying? Some people, it's not instilled in them. They're, you know what I'm saying? It could be a generational curse. We don't know. We just got to help the people that we can help. That's what I say about that.
No doubt. Coming up, folks, we have our health and wellness segment coming live out of Chesapeake, VA tonight. Stand by for those health and wellness tips brought to you by Massages for Life. Log on to www.massagesforlife.com. 917-889-3926 if you want to get in on this conversation tonight. Fast money, a fast road to nowhere. Hustle man, hustle woman.
Yeah, it's not cool. At all. And then the thing is, that how can you build a life like that? You know, because, all right, say for instance, say you've been hustling for 15 years and selling drugs, whatever, DVDs, whatever it is, it's not legal, whatever. But say you did well in your plight and you have house and cars and you just have material things that you've gained from this hustle, 15 years straight up. And then somebody snitches on you or somebody or the police or whomever, whatever alphabet, you know what I'm saying, company runs up on you. They can take everything you have, regardless of how you got it, unless you can prove otherwise. You could end up with nothing. But people don't think about it like that. They think about, this is what I need. I need these rims. I need this pair of shoes. I need this bull crap. You know what I'm saying? And they hustle. They want to live a certain lifestyle. So they have to maintain
Isn't
that.
Isn't that the pressure of society, though? The pressure of society kind of, you know, I think, you know, and I'm not making excuses for anyone, but I think the pressures of society make us feel like we have to, you know, meet a standard. And sometimes it's a standard that we absolutely don't even really interpret appropriately, I think. Whose standard?
Right. You're absolutely right.
You said we could. What did you do? Repeat what you just said. I'm sorry.
Oh, I said until we get older or we learn better. That's what we do.
But you know what? Even as older people, I think we still are trying to keep up with the Joneses.
Yeah, I mean, like I mean, I've heard a lot of people say, and more so gentlemen than ladies, but here, you know, I'm going to get them new rims, or I'm going to get these rims for my truck or my car or whatever. But they don't have a house. They don't got nowhere to live for real. But
so it comes down to priorities.
Right. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like people who don't even think about their credit when they're young. You know what I'm saying? It's like they're not thinking about none of that. And then when they finally do decide to settle down or whatever and they try to go get that apartment, they can't get it because they didn't have any credit to start with, or they never had a job history, or, you know what I'm saying, or even trying to go get a job when you do decide to change your life. But you don't have any certificate, you know, no certifications, no high school diploma, no nothing. I mean, it's just like you kind of set yourself up just trying to survive. But it's like, where do you find that common, where do you find that medium at? What is that medium?
Right. No, I totally get it. I totally get it. Washington Redskins is down right now, folks. 21-59. Mike Vick and the Eagles are smashing them right now. Again, Philly 59, Washington 21. It's Monday, November 15th. We're having a conversation around Hustle Man, Hustle Woman, a Fast Money, a Road to Nowhere. On Wednesday's show, we have a supermodel, Miguel Perdomo, back with us. Sean John, Polo, Perry Ellis, and a whole slew of other major designers. We have supermodel Miguel Perdomo, a friend to this show, back with us Wednesday night. You don't want to miss it.
Yes?
How far does it really go when it comes to a hustle? Once you start to rob banks, you're no longer a hustler. You're then a bank robber.
Yeah. Your title changes at that point. Right. Once you break.
Right. Once you, you know, rob somebody, it's no longer a hustle. Although some people, I'm sure, might say, you know, robbing is their hustle. But you're no longer a hustler. You are, in fact, a certified robber. Where does it kind of cease when it goes from hustle to like mayhem? What's that threshing? What's that threshold?
I guess the more laws you break, it's kind of you know what I'm saying. It's just like you kind of elevate yourself on that level. You know what I'm saying? It's like, okay, yeah, you might be just breaking a copyright law here, but now you have robbed Miss Jefferson, okay? And so you took her DVD player.
And you hurt her.
Right, and you hurt her. Right, now you're going to hell for messing with old people, and you're going to jail.
And you're going to prison.
Right, and they're going you're going to become Bubba's girlfriend or Bertha's girlfriend. Either way.
Ooh, no, not Bertha.
Ooh, right.
I can't do that.
I told somebody the other day, I do not want a girlfriend named Bertha. I just really don't. I'm not looking forward to that. I had to change my life.
Let's go to the phones. Let's go to the phone lines. Area code 757. Last four digits, 5356. Tell us your name when you come calling from. Fast Money. Is it a fast road to nowhere from your perspective?
Ain't no such thing as fast money, homie.
I know that.
Get out of
no
here.
Such thing. No such thing.
You said
shit
no such
fast,
thing is fast
shit slow. I mean, come on. It's the whole thing is what is and anything you're doing, what's your purpose on what's your purpose of doing it for? I mean, you can go out, sell dope, do whatever you want to do, but it's just an answer to means for the time being. I mean, are you and is just like your regular 9-to-5? If you working and you're just paying your bills. What are you doing? You're wasting a whole bunch of time. You're not investing your money. Do you have a savings account? I mean, I heard somebody say earlier something about credit, whatever. I mean, most people I know that came up with me have terrible credit. Most people I know that went to school with me, and that includes college, got Mercedes, E-class with the rims on it, stay with their moms.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just, what's your purpose in life?
Is that bad priorities, or is that the hustle mentality gone straight wrong?
It's a little bit of both. I mean, people misinterpret what hustle is, what hustle really is. I mean, everybody in their life done some dirt to get ahead. I mean, I'm not gonna sit here and claim to be a preacher or nothing, but everything's for a purpose. I wasn't the dude that was standing in the corner with my name on the back of my jacket, you know,
right,
for the whole world to know who I was and what I was doing. I did what I did. I got in, I got out. And it's just that everything I do, I know it's not going to last long, whether it's legal, illegal, whatever. You get what you can from it, you move on, you build up. I mean, I got into a whole lot of things, real estate, everything. And for me, everything was a hustle. The real estate thing, I got into it. Somebody showed me how to do it, and I figured, okay, there's a quick hustle. Let me make a quick buck. And then the way I was making money in it first went away. So I had to find another hustle in real estate to make more money off of it. I mean, right now, real estate sucks. So it's really not a big hustle in it, but it's legal. I'm still making money off of my money. And that's
right.
The whole thing. If you're not making money off your money, you're not a hustler. You're just wasting time.
Good job.
Just wasting time. That's what's good. This my man Sincere. Sincere, where you calling from tonight?
Calling the VA, man. Just shout out to the homie Mike Vick doing his thing right now.
No doubt, smashing him. Hey, Sincere, stand by. Sincere has sent over some new music. I don't know if we actually have it loaded, but we going to drop something from the TMG Music Group. Stand by, Sincere. Let's go to area code 202, last four digits, 4083. Tell us your name, where you're calling from. Fast Money, is it a fast road to nowhere?
This is Coop calling from D.C.
What up, Coop?
Coop always checking in. What's cracking?
Hey, what's going on? I'm glad to see Michael Vick beating the hell out of them dead scans. I can't stand them.
Yo, smacking them. 59-28 right now. The Redskins just came up, won 28, but they not going to catch up. It's like 10 minutes left in the fourth quarter. It's over. It's a wrap.
Yeah. Now, on to the topic, Easy Money, Easy Road to Nowhere, whatever, Fast Money.
Fast Money, Fast Road to Nowhere.
Okay. Yeah, cause I have to agree with what Sincere said, because I don't think there's no such thing as fast money or easy money or anything like that, because you have to look at what else comes with that money, whatever stress comes with it, how you're losing your friends, or you might have your homeboy that you've been friends with for years and y'all was having fun doing whatever with, but now because you got in whatever situation you're in, y'all not friends the same way, because you're always looking at him like, oh, can I trust him? Or he looking at you like, oh, can I trust him or whatever? And you wondering, is he trying to get over on you like y'all just got over on somebody else?
Right.
So,
yeah, that's
from the
play.
Yeah, so that comes into play. And I don't think, like I said, I don't think there's no such thing as fast money or easy money. And when it comes down to it, everybody doesn't, like you were saying, doesn't handle it the same way. They don't come into it with a goal. They say, okay, this is what I'm doing this for, and this is what if I get to this point, this is what I'm gonna do with it. Most people come into it thinking, okay, I'm going to Atlantic City this weekend, or I'm gonna go to Vegas in a few months, or I'm going to get them rims. They're not coming to it thinking, okay, I'm gonna manage this money, and I'm gonna go to school, and I'm going to use that money to help me start a business or whatever. They're not looking at it like that. You can be doing something wrong and look and say you're going to turn a positive out of it. You're going to help it use it to benefit something, benefit you and the other people around you. Or you can just look at it as you're just going to have fun with it. And you're just looking at it to have fun with, you're going to lose it all.
No doubt. No doubt. Stand by for us, Coop. Coop calling out of D.C. tonight, folks. The topic tonight, this Money Monday, has been really around hustle man and hustle woman. We all know people who possess serious hustle skills, but Coop just said it. We got to take those skills and channel them for something good, something positive. Become a prosperous entrepreneur. This is my man, K Cheeks, out of the TMG group. It's called Here Before. T. Muhammad Radio Live. We got health and wellness coming up next. We'll be back.
I would like to say hi to everybody listening, but this is more like a dedication, you know, to my baby, my boo. We've been together for like 3 years now. And yeah, we had our ups and downs. I feel like, I need to tell you this. We ain't shook, our brick house ain't scared of the big bad wolf. And I'm blowing down the foundation that we put up. And we put up with so much that we can't stop. Not a force that we can't block. Now think about it, name a mountain that we can't hop. It's just another umbrella on another rainy day. And look, we gon' stay together no matter what people say. Cause look, you all I need like Tammy and Marvin Gaye. And nothing gon' take it away. So, forever baby, we gon' stay. Go to 3000 like Andre name. We ruined the whole week for a week in love, man. The finish line tape, man. We can't bust till we get to so close to where we feel confident. We drop something on the reset button like... Your ride. I've been together 3 years, can't nobody divide us. The mother labor screaming a sign us. You can be my ladder, baby, damn me to climb up. So high up that we changing the climate. The top, baby, they can't find us. Yeah, we on the road, they can bite the dust as we speed on the road. I must be through with these nappy headed hoes. You know? No breaking our family. See, we rockin', rollin', rollin' rock. Cause all trust, no strap, like hope to top. TMG, yeah, we all we got. Yeah. I just can't see myself for nobody else but you. I mean, we gon' roll this thing out. We gon' get to the top, I swear. Just me and you. Yeah.
WHAC, TM Hyman Radio Live, K Cheeks here before, all the way live from Chesapeake, VA, with our health and wellness segment brought to you by Massages for Life. It's Dee Dee.
Good evening, everyone. I just want to start off by saying this. Anybody that's in the hustle game, hustle man, hustle woman, y'all get some health insurance that y'all can start hustling. Holler at some of us entrepreneurs, because that's one thing that some of us are missing is health insurance, because the price of individual health insurance when you're not with the group is so high. So any hustle men or hustle women who can get us some health insurance benefits, dental benefits, vision benefits, give me a call, contact by email. But tonight I wanted to discuss pancreatic cancer, a growing cancer, one of the leading cancers that definitely takes us out of here. So I just wanted to educate us and give us some information on pancreatic cancer. What is it? It's a disease in which malignant or cancer cells form in the tissue of the pancreas. Is it, what is the pancreas?
It is an organ that's basically is found in the stomach or in the abdomen area near your stomach and your intestine. So its purpose, for those of us who don't know, the purpose of your pancreas is to produce the juices to help you digest and break down the food that we eat. It also produces two hormones that are very vital to our being, which is insulin and glucagon. Excuse me. And both of these hormones are what the body uses to actually use and store the energy that we get from food. And again, it's 95% of the pancreatic cancer that we get are found in our exocrine cells, or the cells that are used to produce and break down our digestive, or help with digestion and help break down our food. And it's one of the leading causes of or the leading cancers that causes death. A lot of the risk factors include smoking, just a very, very big one. You think lung cancer is the biggest cancer, but it actually isn't. Smoking is a big contributor to pancreatic cancer. Long-standing diabetes, definitely chronic diabetes or untreated diabetes. And certain hereditary conditions also is the leading cause for pancreatic cancer. Signs of pancreatic cancer do mimic signs of other illnesses or other diseases. So it's very important that you don't try to self-diagnose. If you are experiencing things, symptoms or signs that include jaundice, which is yellowing of the eyes, yellowing of the skin tone, any type of pain in the middle or abdomen or your lower back, if you're experiencing some type of unexplained weight loss, you're thinking that you changed your diet, but you really didn't. You're still eating the same thing, but you're losing weight. It could be a possible sign. Also, a loss of appetite and fatigue. So if you're having any of those symptoms, again, they can mimic other diseases or other illnesses, but they also are symptoms of pancreatic cancer. Now, it is difficult to detect or find or diagnose this particular cancer. That's why, when it's normally caught, it is in its late stages or like a stage 4 cancer, and normally it's something that can't be treated. And the reasons why it's difficult to diagnose, excuse me, are again because of the signs that mimic so many other diseases and illnesses that it's hard for them to find it. Also because the pancreas is hidden behind so many organs like your stomach and your small intestines and your liver. Sometimes it just gets lost in the mix of things, and when diagnosing these signs and symptoms, they think it may be a different organ, and it's actually your pancreas. So again, it gets detected kind of late, which means it leads to either no treatment or very slim chances of recovery. And again, it may be the tumor has gotten too big and for the surgeon to remove, so therefore, because it was caught in its late stages, the cancer cannot be treated or cured. Also, the patient's general health may prevent the surgery from happening or from the cancer from being treatable. So different things to keep in mind. If you have those signs, if you're feeling any pain in your abdomen, any unexplained weight loss, please consult your primary care physician. Please take this very seriously. Pancreatic cancer, again, is one of the leading cancers cancers that causes death. And I do know some people, who suffered from pancreatic cancer in my family. And it wasn't hereditary per se, but other issues affected their health, which led to pancreatic cancer. So if you know someone in your family who may be going through these signs or symptoms, please just mention it, recommend that they seek physician attention, because we don't want them to pass away over something that could have been caught as soon as possible.
Health and wellness. Serious one tonight. Coming live out of Chesapeake, VA. We'll be right back. I think we got Sincere and Coop still hanging out. We'll be right back.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show.
Tell me in the candle. I know you're feeling me. I've been checking you out all night. I'm trying to see if you gon' put me in the game, Cole. 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 I got you like wild, boy, you need to stop playing with it and come and put it down. You need to put me in the game code, put me in the game code, put me in the game code, put me in the game code.
Coach, I do this, she looking real exclusive. Coke bottle body, yo, mind me, you who I'm choosing. Had her nails, nails the feet, put her in and shoot your three. Captain on my team, starting five, and she love the D. Lock it down, not nervous when other teams around. Nolly hoop it to her, lay it up and knock and jump her down. Start when the whistle sound, you gotta bend it down. All four quarters, quick motion, I work it up and down. Hard worker, MVP, mommy is the keeper. She came early just to practice on the buzzer beater. But you a ball hard, and got your shot blocked. It's teamwork, you send your plan, time to stop. Keep your eyes on the clock, cause it's running tick and tock. Call a timeout right now, you gotta pass the rock. That's how the game go, I'm what you playing for. She coming off the bench, yelling, put me in the game.
Before I come to you, I know you're feeling me. I've been checking you out all night. I'm trying to see if you gon' put me in the game, Cole. 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 You're feeling my style. I got you like wild, boy, you need to stop playing with it and come and put it down. You need to put me in the game, Cole. Put me in the game, Cole. Put me in the game, Cole. Put me in the game, Cole.
Cleats laced, undefeated, baby screaming, shout. She on the field, constantly stretching that body out. Altitude coming fresh from a game winner. Helmet strapped on tight, replacing my starting center. She grabbed the bottle right, love to throw that water back. I'm breaking all the rules, I'm the coach and the quarterback. First and 10, should I hand it off or throw it in? Opponents get under her skin, got us losing yards again. She get the ball and she juking it out of control. Had to slow a roll, was going through the wrong hole. Field goal, G-spot, mommy is a packer. Fumbled the ball around, hard to pick up the tackle. One of the best players, but she on the second team. Gotta take it deep to be starting up on my first string. That's how the game go, I'm what you playing for. She coming off the bench yelling, put me in the game,
so. I know you're feeling me. I've been checking you out all night. I'm trying to see if you gon' put me in the game, Cole. Put me in the game, Cole. Put me in the game, Cole. Put me in the killing my style. I got you like wild, boy, you need to stop playing with it and come and put it down. You need to put me in the game, Cole. Put me in the game, Cole. Put me in the game, Cole. Put me in the game, Cole.
I put him in the game, first position is the pitcher's mound. Two balls, one strike, mommy don't play around. Last innings with positions, now I got her up the bat. Baby girl swinging like crazy, but still ain't hit it yet. She blew a bubble and winked and said, I got the spot. Next pitch came, mommy swung and knocked it off the park. Only take the best for my team, so play by the rules. Scouts hit the game to check me out, you gotta move. Especially with my head lady in the game. B-Train, she shooting in me and everything. When she in, it's no losing, never get substituted. Where's number one on her jersey and she gon' prove it. She ride at home with the coach when the game end. Overtime, when she bring it down, I throw it in. That's how the game go, I'm what you playing for. I beat it up so bad, she like, take me out the game,
go. I know you feeling me, I've been checking you out all night. I'm trying to see if you gon' put me in the game, Cole. 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 Put me in the game. I got you like wild, boy, you need to stop playing with it and come and put it down. You need to put me in the game, Cole. Put me in the game, Cole. Put me in the game, Cole. Put me in the game, Cole.
In Hampton, Virginia. It's 70 degrees out in Las Vegas, Nevada. Las Vegas, Nevada. 917-889-3926 is the number. Sincere, you said that you were you know what the hustle game is about. What made you turn from the hustle game to become an entrepreneur, head of the Taylor Music Group today? That didn't just come about, right?
Nah, it didn't just come about. I mean, everything was done for a reason. In the beginning, I got into it because I was one of nine cousins being raised by my grandmother. And grandmother on Social Security getting $700-$800 a month ain't going to take care of nine kids. So
no
the plan was the boys were to get together and take care of the girls. And it was never supposed to be about shine. It was just feed and clothe. Simple, simple stuff, the basics. And some of us got out of hand with it. While they was getting out of hand with it and shining, I was stacking my dough. And
right,
one thing led to another. I got an opportunity in the music business, and I ran with it. And it came to a point, and it's always a woman that saves you from yourself. And at the point where I came to my fork in the road where I could have kept going the illegal way or the legal way, I got my wife now and my girlfriend at that time pregnant. And she came to me and she said she wasn't going to have a baby by somebody who was going to end up dead or in jail.
Wow.
So I had a choice.
Powerful.
Either
you made that
I keep
choice.
Going the way I was going or there was no baby, so I made the choice of going the right way. But when you're a hustler, you're a hustler. That's just point blank. It's always in you. And any good hustler will make a great businessman. You just got to make the transition from being the illegal to legal. I mean, basically the rules are the same because, I mean, the music business is just as treacherous as
the dope game.
So,
absolutely.
People will stab you in the back just as quick in music business as it would in dope game. For me, anyway, it was more loyalty in the dope game than it is in the music business. So, I mean, it's
right.
Just as you grow, things. And this is not for everybody. I mean, I took something different from my lesson growing up than all my cousins took, and I was the youngest of all the cousins. And where back in those days when we was hustling, I looked up to my cousins. And now the roles are kind of reversed. They look up to me because some of them still hustling. Never got a job, never filed taxes, nothing.
Yeah.
I mean, they missing in the system. They don't even exist to the government. So.
Right.
They can't go out buy a house. They got cars in this girl name, a house in that girl name, and this and basically they're slave. They're slave to the game. So because they can't stop now because now they're 40 and 50 years old, and that's
too
all they ever done.
Exactly.
Yep.
So it's kind of too late for them to turn back from. I mean, what are they gonna do now? Go work at McDonald's and
right.
Not gonna make that same money to be able to afford.
Right,
all
and if you don't have a diploma, a high school diploma, they can't even work at McDonald's.
I mean, they got a diploma, but what is that going? I mean, a diploma in this day and age does nothing for you.
Right.
I mean, it's last month I sent my tenant a letter saying I was going to raise her rent $50. She called me and said she couldn't afford $50 more a month. I mean. If that was such really hurting me, I'd have been like, okay, you got to go. But that, I mean, money for me has never been that important. I was never that dude to be high into money. I mean, money was just for me to pay my bills and take care of what I had to take care of. I'm still not into the fancy cars and all that stuff. I mean, I got me a nice old Expedition and a nice old VW. I don't do all the crazy stuff. I don't want nobody running up to my car trying to rob me or do whatever. I don't draw any extra attention to myself.
Yeah, you're taking a smart route. The one thing that you said that's important, you said any hustler could be a good businessman. And I totally agree with that. It's simply about making the choice, folks. I mean, at the end of the day, I mean, for real, specifically, you know, street pharmaceuticals. I mean, it either leads to jail or to death. This is a rude reality, and we just wanted to talk about it tonight. Coop, weigh in before we get out of here, man. You know, share some positive feedback to that hustle dude, that hustle woman. You know, I mean, at the end of the day, I think the brother just said it all. But go ahead and weigh in. We got 3 minutes left on the show, folks. Coop out of D.C.
I think what it is, the best thing to do is just set a goal. Set a goal. Because if you don't have any kind of goals in life, then you have no road to follow. You're just basically going in circles.
Absolutely.
about it.
Absolutely. And it's never too late. I'll say that. You know, the one thing that Sincere just said is, you know, a lot of his cousins that came up with him, you know, they were all young. He was the youngest. But they're still hustling. And I think, you know, Sincere definitely sounds like he's at least, you know, 30 at least. You know, so if he has cousins that's older than him and they're older than 30 still hustling, damn, where does it end?
A lot. And sometimes it doesn't. At certain points, it just doesn't end. You know what I'm saying? It just doesn't. And it really does come down to what you want for yourself, honestly.
Now elaborate on something.
And I think children change your life too, though.
Go for it, Cole. Hey, like for me, it was different. Like she said, sometimes you gotta have something to wake you up. Like for me, it was I had all kind of people come to me, be like, you shouldn't do this, you shouldn't do this. I had females I would be in relationships with where they'd be like, well, you need to stop that. I don't deal with those type of guys or whatever. But and my thing was, I wouldn't change anything for a female. But the female that did it for me was when my daughter came along. And I had one situation come up where it was like, oh, man, this goes wrong. I won't see my daughter anymore. So that changed it for me. So like Sincere said, he went with the music thing. I went ahead and said, well, I'm going to go ahead and take the classes thing and go ahead and find my own legit way. So a hustle, like you said, a hustle can be anything, but you got to find the right one for you. So like a real, like he said, a real hustler, you know how to smell money, and you can figure out which direction you need to go to get it. But it's about finding the legal way or the illegal way.
Right, to maintain it.
Yeah.
I mean, I want to touch on one more thing. The key to hustling, number one, I mean, man, Coop just touched on it too. I touched on it earlier. The key to hustling, if you gonna hustle, you can't be a selfish hustler because you're going to always get caught in your hustle. But if you're selfless and something comes along that's bigger than self, then you're going to have to change your hustle up to keep you from getting into anything. I mean, those of my cousins who are stuck in their hustle right now, they had like 10 and 12 kids. And no one meant anything more to them than them. So even those kids coming up and watching them, I mean, I couldn't see myself having my kids watch me do this and go to jail, going back and forth to court and all this. I mean, I pride myself in raising my children the way my grandmother raised me. I mean, things I did wasn't the way she raised me, but I came back to her path that she put me on.
No, absolutely. I appreciate y'all for your feedback tonight. We are now off the air. But real comments from real dudes who understand what the game is about. And tonight's show was really, you know, about just trying to raise awareness. So appreciate y'all for calling in. Sincere, we will we'll go ahead and upload the joint. Hey, do me a favor, though. Resend that track because I don't know whether it was deleted or what, but resend that track, man. We will definitely play it on Wednesday night show. We got Miguel Perdomo, supermodel, Sean John, and a whole bunch of other brands back on Wednesday. Angels, appreciate you. We are off the air right now. We're no longer streaming. Podcast still recording. Fellas, appreciate you for your comments tonight. Check back in on Wednesday, all right? Good night, everybody.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show. Real talk. Talk radio show. DM Hyman Live. DM Hyman Live. DM Hyman Live. Talk radio show. DM Hyman Live. DM Hyman Live. DM Hyman Live. Talk radio show. DM Hyman Live. DM Hyman Live. DM Hyman Live.